Hi there. I haven't done anything like this before for a bigger audience, but I had a couple of requests for not so much, you know, the sexy stuff, although I was assured that they like that too, but for some more conversational sort of stuff, you know, some more gentle kind of interaction that maybe doesn't necessarily involve, you know, having a big dildo in your bottom or being gently choked by me. Or, you know, any of those things. Just something nice to listen to, you know, before bed. Or if you're feeling lonely. Or if you're feeling sad. Because it seems to be the season for feeling a bit sad right now. You know, I'm not sort of ridiculously active over on Gentle Femdom, but I have noticed just lately, or maybe it's just because I'm a bit sad, but I have noticed just lately there seems to be sort of an uptick in, not in the pity party posts, those are pretty standard, you know, you get those, but in those real sort of, you know, tugging at your heartstrings, I really feel like that person has pain and is sad today. So it feels like there's a lot of that floating around right now. And I mean, I have my own personal pity party over on Gentle Femdom. So if you haven't read that, probably don't bother. It was just me having a spac. I was just being shitty. And I was being shitty because I was annoyed that somebody else had sort of not respected my boundaries and had, you know, done kind of a workaround to try and get me to do things that I had quite specifically said that I was not interested in doing and I did not want to do. And the truth is, I was probably more annoyed with myself than anything because I let it go longer than I should have. And, you know, calmly looking at the exchange and at what was happening, it was like, do you know what, this is obvious. This is not subtle. You are not a subtle. That's not what, you know. This is not a long con. This is, you know, a very quick jump to wanting the sex. And that is not a thing that I am doing right now. I have a very, very small number of special people that I interact with that way online. And the thing about it that makes it meaningful for me and the thing about it that makes me enjoy it is having a real friendship with those people and having a real time for them and actually caring about them and, you know, having space to do that. So I can't I can't rack up a ridiculous stable of playmates. That doesn't work for me. It's not what I want. It's not what I'm interested in. You know, I am quite happy to be polyamorous as the day is long, but at some point, you know, the cock goes in, the cock comes out, the cock goes in, the cock comes out, and that's not enough. It's not enough. It doesn't feel like anything, and I'm not interested in it. If I'm going to play, and if I'm going to, particularly in this kind of a, in this kind of a paddling pool, but if I'm gonna do it, don't want to half-ass it. I don't want to give you, you know, a quarter of my attention and have the rest of my brain doing something else. That just seems... It doesn't feel like it has a point to me. Not when I compare it to the way that it feels to have a session with, you know, one of those people with whom I am very close. That's a whole other thing. And I guess having had that, and not just once, it is a replicatable phenomenon, but having had it, shorter, shallower, kind of less involved playmates, they don't appeal to me. There is nothing wrong with it. Please do not think in any way that I am... This is not a moral stance, okay? I don't care. I make porn on the internet. There are audios around here somewhere of me using a vibrator for the first time. That's not a thing. So, you know, don't think for a minute, you know, if you have 50 booty calls on your phone, you know, and you're literally doing four people at once and they don't even know, that's fine. Jesus Christ, it's incredible. I couldn't do it. But I am not interested in it. and the problem is that, you first start doing stuff and every single comment is, oh my God, somebody liked something that I did. And then you wake up one day and you realize, oh crap, there's more stuff in my inbox, Jesus. And you don't have time for it. You don't have energy. Particularly when you get a situation like, opening message, nothing else. Please, can I be your submissive? No. No, you can't. No, you can't. I'm sorry. But that is not a thing that's going to happen. Changing my bio and everything to say, look, I'm not doing that. Please don't ask for that. Didn't even slow him down. There is nothing as relentless as a lonely sub when he gets a whiff of a dom that might maybe be available. The little guys are relentless. They really are. It's an incredible tenacity. I admire it a great deal. I just don't want to be on the receiving end of it. I feel bad for them. These are people, and they are so desperate for connection. They're so desperate. They're trying so hard to get what they need. And what I do is gentle femdom. What they need is cuddles. Okay, what they need is somebody to stroke their hair and tell them it's going to be okay. So I do not dislike them, except for that, the one that, you know, really upset me the other day. That wasn't okay, but that wasn't a sub. That was somebody who decided they were dominant, which is fine because I'm switchy. But okay, here's the thing about me. I read really strange to people, and it has caused some problems sometimes, in that the way that I think about things, it doesn't seem to be, I don't seem to fit like a really nice, comfortable category that people can understand, and that make it really easy to, oh yes, that this is a person that I should be, you know, that I can go to for this kind of an activity, or no, it's not a person that I can go to for that kind of an activity. Even when I was, you know, not actively saying, please don't come to me for activities. So I'm really switchy. When I first came to GWA, which is Gone Wild Audio, if somehow somebody's listening to this and doesn't know, it's where all my not safe for work audios live. and I considered myself to be 100% subby. I was absolutely submissive. That was, and that just seemed, that was the thing. I liked the idea of being small. I liked the idea of being contained. I liked, it kind of, it's like a size difference thing that I was quite into. And it, you know, it all, you know, it flashed sub in big pink neon letters. And that was fine. Subs are awesome. And then I started making audios. And because I do, I ad-lib everything because I can't plan for shit. It's not an artistic choice. It's just that I can't plan. I'm terrible. So I turn on the microphone and then sort of whatever happens, happens. And what happened was gentle femdom. And I, you know, and people liked it and I liked doing it. I liked the responses that I got from it. And bada bing, bada boom, suddenly Wishes is switchy. Or more likely, Wishes was always switchy. But what binged and boomed was, you know, this outlet for doing that. And I met some really, really beautiful people who were my friends first. For a comically long time, actually, while there was flirting and going on, at least in internet years. In real person time, it was like nothing. But in internet years, it was a long time to be, you know, flirting and weird. And they were also switchy. And they taught me a great deal about, you know, coming at it from both ways. And I had a great deal of fun and I learnt a lot. I learnt a lot about what I like. I learnt a lot about the kinds of things that other people can like. And in a way that was at once absolutely incredibly beautiful and in the long run somewhat heartbreaking and painful. The first two people that I ever interacted with like that were, they were both switches too, and they were incredibly patient with me. They were incredibly gentle with me. They were completely respectful of my boundaries. I didn't have to police. I didn't have to be pushy about anything. There was like one really stupid incident, like really, really early on, and everybody just fell all over themselves feeling so bad because, oh my God, you know, we've made each other feel bad. And it was just like this kind of ridiculous snuggle party to kind of try and make sure that everybody felt good again and that everything was okay. So I was, in a very real sense, completely spoiled. I really, really was. I fell ass over backwards into Christmas with these two people who were into much, how would you say, harder, rougher, more interesting stuff. Than I was, even than I am now. They were, they do things I, and at no point in that process was there ever any feeling, they never made me feel like I wasn't enough. And they never made me feel like my boundaries were a problem. They never made me feel like, you know, like it was a pain, sort of, not doing those things. There were plenty of other things that we could do. And when, you know, when we sort of butted up against something, because I felt so safe and because they were so understanding and because I had that comfort with them, I could push a little bit further and see if, well, you know, I've never done it before. Maybe it'll be interesting. Maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be really, really hot. And sometimes it was, and sometimes it kind of wasn't. And that was fine. And this is sort of the crux of the thing that I'm really kind of got a hard-on for right now, which is how come that experience is so profoundly singular? There are a lot of people floating around and they want things and I get that they want things. You know, these two partners, they wanted stuff too. And there were plenty of things that, you know, if I had turned up one day and gone, I'm prepared to do these things now, they would have been like, holy shit, yes. Because they were things that I was not prepared to do. But they never, ever pushed for those things. Because they weren't things that I was prepared to do, and they knew that. And they knew me, and they took time to know me. And I got to, you know, take time to know them properly, so that, you know, when these kinds of things came up, it wasn't a problem. And it still isn't a problem. And it's a thing that I am rapidly learning that is not necessarily the norm in all of these interactions. And that's really, really unfortunate. It's really, really unfortunate, really, really awful. And I can't help thinking about how many people might be kind of cringing away and leaving and hiding because the come on is so strong and they're not getting that, you know, that first one. If that first one is really, really good, that first experience is really, really good, you know, you have something, you know, that you can feel confident about and that you can sort of move forward from. And if something goes wrong, you know, I had a bad experience the other day, something goes wrong, I go back to my lovers, and they're, you know, they're there with the cuddles and the hugs and the, you know, break his kneecaps and all of that kind of horseshit. And I can feel safe again really, really quickly because I have them, you know. I was kind of mooning around in my living room and I was feeling sorry for myself and it was really crap. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'm really bad at communicating. Maybe I don't understand the right terminology to use. Maybe I'm not describing myself well and I'm causing my own problems and all this kind of shit. And I felt just the whole day felt really icky and really not very good, which is a whole other thing that can probably be discussed at length, why I am so fucking soft. Anyway, and then one of my favorite people came online, and I had this half moment of, oh God, I almost didn't want him to talk to me because I didn't want to say out loud, oh God, you know, I don't feel like I can get cuddly. I don't feel like I can get like that right now because I just feel so icky about myself and the universe and touching and everything is shit. I'm very catastrophic sometimes when I'm having a down. Everything is shit. I don't like it. Everything's crap. But he smiled at me and he gave me a little cuddle, and then it was all like, you know, he did what he always does, really, which is kind of, you know, his opening gambit is usually to sort of pull me into his lap and have a cuddle. And the minute that I was there, it started to unwind, that icky feeling. It started to loosen up. And it wasn't that long before I realized that, you know, I actually feel okay now. I feel better. Yeah, we can make out a little bit. That'd be nice. we can do that. That sounds good. And that was almost entirely based on that comfort and that trust. And this is not a person who is as squishy and soft as I am. I am pathetic. I am a pathetic human being. I cannot humiliate you. I cannot hurt you. I don't care if you like it. I can't do it. I can't call you names. I'm not interested in, like, denial in any, like, serious kind of sense. Like there's, oh no, sweetie, don't come yet. You know, try and hold on, you know, for a couple of minutes because that's fun. And, like, that I can do. But I don't want to put your dick in a cage. What the fuck would I want to do that for? It seems awful. It seems like an awful thing to do. I certainly wouldn't want anybody to, I don't know, is there a girl equivalent? There's a girl equivalent. I'm not Googling it. I will regret that instantly. I'm going to resist. I feel the urge. but I'm not going to do it. I'm growing as a person. so, you know, I'm ridiculous. I really am ridiculously soft. But this particular person is not ridiculously soft. There is pain kink there. There's some choking that I'm not super into. He's got like a down low consensual non-consent thing, none of which he would ever do to me, because he knows that I wouldn't like it, and he knows that I can't cope with it. And so, you know, when those are the things that he needs, he goes somewhere else, and that's fine. And when what he wants and when what he needs is squish, like just pathetic, fluffy, useless squish, that's my jam. That's where I'm at. It was really nice to sort of unpack and think about for a little while the fact that, you know what, I am sitting on the lap of somebody who has harder kinks than I do, who wants rougher things than I am prepared to give or receive. And he really likes those things. He has those kinks. This is not a small, you know, or maybe. He's in. But I am sitting on his lap and he has his arms around me and I am perfectly safe. And I am perfectly comfortable because I know that this is a place that is safe. Because I know that this is a person that is safe. And I look at like this sub who sends me this message, like, can I be your submissive? No, I don't know you. I don't know how to do that for you. I can't do that for you based on nothing. I can't do that for you based on, you know, will you be my submissive? No. I think, you know, there's a really unfortunate disparity between the number of subs and the number of doms, particularly when you want a lady dom. There seems to be a number disparity. Being a switch, I haven't really noticed, but it is a thing that I see repeated a lot in, like, gentle femdom in the subreddit. The subby dudes completely outnumber the lady doms, and it's just, you know, it's causing some demographic issues. It's making everybody behave a little bit weird. And I feel really, really sad about that, and I feel really bad for this person who is looking for what he needs and, you know, feels like that desperation is so high that that's the way, that's how he's going about it. Because what he's going to get is the female equivalent of, you know, the guy who doesn't know me and doesn't understand where my boundaries are and doesn't understand how to look after me and doesn't, you know, I mean, if it happens that fast, they're not, you know, particularly invested in you and in your experience. I mean, probably some of them are. I'm sure, you know, some people are just awesome, saintly people who, you know, meet you and 2 seconds later, I'll dom the shit out of you and I know exactly what you want because I'm magic that way. I'm sure there are people like that. Most people are not like that. And in order for it to be really good, and it can be really, really good, it can't be like that. I have no idea what to do for a random person who sends me a message and says, can I be your submissive? I don't know. What do you like? What do you want? Who are you as a person? No two people that I have played with have been what I would consider to be even remotely the same. They're not the same. They don't want the same things. They don't react to the same things. They don't have the same needs. Stress hits them differently. Joy hits them differently. Surprise means something different to them. And without knowing that stuff, without having some kind of basis to move forward, you're doing a lot of crap shooting. And in that process of like blind crapshooting, that is where communication problems happen. That is where things happen that will squick you and make you feel icky. And then just nobody's having a good time. Or, you know, one person's having a spectacularly bad time and the other one doesn't even notice because they're not communicating properly and they don't have any kind of background to fall back on. You know, my subby boys don't need to tell me if they're not having a good day. I know. I can feel it. I can see it in the way that they talk, in the way that they react to things, in the way that they respond to stuff. But that's not from fucking. That's from talking. That's from being friends. That's, you know, because I love them. And I don't just mean I love them in the penis. I, you know, that's because they are people who are important to me. I guess the punchline, I ramble around a lot. I am very sorry, but you know, if I do a load of these, you're going to get used to it or you're going to go away because I don't see this getting any better. I guess the punchline is don't rush to orgasm. Don't like, the people that you're going to play with are not Hitachi. They're not a stroker. If that's all you want, then you can get that. That's really easy and sometimes very awesome. But you can totally get that and it's great and you don't have to worry about its feelings. I have two vibrators. I have a big blue cock named Harvey. And I have a cute pink little like bullet vibrator business that I call Alice. And I don't have to worry about their feelings. Because they don't have feelings. They do exactly what I want when I want. And that's awesome. But if I'm with another person, I want to be with another person. I want them to react. I want them to, you know, I want them to have imagination. I want them to do things and feel things and maybe have a plan for making me feel things that then completely derails because I'm dumb and I don't like read between the lines and then it goes off in a really weird direction and then we're all laughing and it's great fun. You know, and maybe it takes like 4 hours to get an orgasm out of it, but you had a good time, so you don't really mind. Yeah, shish, it's a me thing. But you can't do that if you treat your potential partners like sex toys. They are not there to churn out orgasms for you. You know, they're there to share this experience that's awesome. And it's really, really sad that I think a lot of people are going to be missing out on this awesome experience. You know, I've said before to one of my partners, who's not a partner anymore, but it was somebody who used to be one of my partners, who's like, you know, how many people are just wandering around the world having really like boring sex or none because they don't realize that we're all out here. They don't realize, you know, it's so hard to find each other, which is why, like, you know, Reddit can be really, really awesome. GWA can be really awesome. It's wall-to-wall pervs in there, and they're great. Pervs are awesome. Pervs are the best people. And I have found that as on a per capita basis, pervs have much better understandings of boundaries. Active pervs are much, much better at, like, policing that shit because they know. They know how bad it will go if they don't. They know how bad it feels to have somebody completely, you know, disenfranchise them or ignore what they need. And they want the community that they're in to be like a cool, inclusive, awesome place where everybody can have lots of orgasms and have a really great time, you know, and feel safe and feel supported and all of that kind of stuff. Whereas a little further out, kind of in the more wilds of Reddit, I feel like maybe that isn't quite so much the case. And people are still a little bit unsure how to manage these kinds of, I'm going to use the word relationship. I don't mean it like, you know, like a boyfriend or, you know, like getting married or anything like that, but they're relationships. They're people having relationships. one of the first people I played with used the term lover, which I very much like. I find it very romantic. So I do tend to, maybe not publicly, but I do tend to think of my playmates as my lovers, because I think it's very sweet and I like the way it sounds. But I think that is maybe the difference, in that I don't have doms, although I can, yeah, I do. I don't have subs, kind of do, those words work. And I have super switchy playmates who come on sometimes and I'm like, okay, where's the penis going today? What's happening? And it's, you know, it really is just whatever, you work it out as you go, because they're like perfectly switchy. I'm pretty perfectly switchy. I really can go either way. But they are my lovers. I have relationships with them. I care about them. Now, I am safe online. I don't share my address. I don't share my bank account. I don't have a social security number. I don't live in a country with one of those things. But you know what I mean. I don't share, you know, super identifying stuff, you know, with every Tom, Dick and Harry that kind of passes through the joint. But I share real things. You know, things that upset me, things that make me happy, things that I enjoy, things that I don't like, food, you know, we share real stuff. I know real things about them. I know real things about sort of the industry that they work in, if not where they actually work. I know real stuff about, you know, the things that make them irritable. One of my lovers has terrible road rage, and it's the cutest thing in the world because he's so sweet. He's the sweetest, sweetest man. You put him behind the wheel of a car and suddenly he hates everybody, and it's so funny. We do voice recordings for each other sometimes. Because we're in different time zones, so I'll wake up and there'll be a voice recording. So I listen to him, and he tends to do them when he's on the way to work in the morning, which is really funny. So he's driving along to work in the morning and all the other drivers are making him very annoyed because everybody's an idiot. Nobody drives properly. And then he will pull into a Starbucks, like a drive-through at Starbucks, and instantly the switch is flicked and suddenly he's the nicest person in the world again. And all of the people at the Starbucks absolutely adore him. You can hear it like in the recording, because it just leaves it going. And I can hear him being, he's so sweet to them and he's so polite and everything. And he's like, no, because customer service is shit and people are awful. So I don't want to be an asshole. I want to be nice to them. And then he pulls out of the window and then he's back to hating the other drivers again. It's the cutest thing. I have another person that I used to play with who was very, very, very outdoorsy, very, very into the outdoors. And I still send him, we don't play anymore, but I still send him pictures of birds sometimes and flowers and things because they're really cute. And he gets so excited about, you know, birds and flowers and things that are not from the place that he lives. And I find that to be the sweetest thing in the world. This has been my, how long's that been going for? I've been at this for ages. I'm very sorry. I really do talk a lot. Holy shit, this is like half an hour's worth of crap. I'm so sorry. Why are you even still here? I guess this has been Wishes rambling, I don't know, bullshit of some sort. I don't really know that it's a pillow talk. It's not really anything like that. But, you know, it's personal, and I hope maybe it was nice, and I hope maybe it made you feel nice. And I hope maybe that it made you put a really high value on yourself. and on the way that you feel about things, and on making sure that the people that you let into your life treat you really well and actually care about you. Because it's so incredibly important. And you deserve it. You deserve to be treated well. And when you are in a situation where you are being treated well, you will treat others better. You will be a better person. And if everybody could just focus a little bit on that, on being kind to the people around them, to enable the people around them to then be kind, I think everything would be much, much more pleasant. And I think we'd all be getting laid a lot more. So we should work on that. All right, my darlings. I am going to wrap that up there because this is ridiculously long and I don't really understand why anybody would listen to it. we'll see how we go, and maybe I will talk to you again later. Good night.